This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888 888- 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. RNAfreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 2nd, 2013. We're in our first hour of the broadcast. Check out the websites, alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We got a lot of news and information to cover today. Did you know Obama signed an executive order yesterday concerning global warming? Washington Times, we're going to be getting into that. We're also going to be discussing veterans receiving letters prohibiting them from purchasing firearms. Food stamps cuts affect 1 in 7 Americans. And also, one of the bigger stories I want to get into is all of those that are supporting the so-called immigration reform. I mean, we have got an odd ensemble that is getting involved in pushing for the so-called, I hate to use the word reform because that's what Washington, D.C. uses when it's anything but. But we're going to be discussing all these stories and more. A record number of nations opposed to the U.S. embargo on Cuba in a U.N. vote. That's a very interesting story we've got coming up as well. And black boxes in your cars, L.A. Times, California sees this as a new source of revenue. And, of course, this past week, I'm not covering the revelations. It's so many every week. But the NSA spying on even the Pope. I'm a firm believer that we've all known this is going on. These other governments probably knew as well that the technology was there. But now that it's all being exposed, it is just another indication of how untrustworthy the federal government of the United States has become in the view of the rest of the world. And it's not that I get any pleasure out of saying that. It's just where the Republicrats and the Democons have taken us with their foreign policy. But to get us started, this is coming in from the Washington Times. President Obama issued an executive order Friday, that's yesterday, directing a government-wide effort to boost preparation in states and local communities for the impact of global warming. The action orders federal agencies to work with states to build resilience against major storms and other weather extremes. For example, the president's order directs the infrastructure projects like bridges and flood control take into consideration climate conditions of the future, which might require building structures larger or stronger and at much higher price tags. The impact of climate change, including an increase in prolonged periods of excessively high temperatures, more heavy downpours, an increase in wildfires, more severe droughts, permafrost thawing, ocean acidification, and sea level rise are already affecting communities, natural resources, ecosystems, economies, and public health across the nation, the presidential order said. The federal government must build on recent progress and pursue new strategies to improve the nation's preparedness. There's no estimate on how much the additional planning will cost. Natural disasters, including Superstorm Sandy, cost the U.S. economy more than $100 billion. The White House is also setting up a task force of state and local leaders to offer advice to the federal government, and several Democratic governors having agreed to serve, and at least one Republican governor from the U.S. territory of Guam. Mr. Obama has a goal of reducing U.S. greenhouse emissions by 17% by 2020, and the Environmental Protection Agency is working on rules that would impose tougher regulations on coal-burning power plants. But much of the president's climate change agenda has stalled in Congress, and the administration says the new order recognizes that global greenhouse gas emissions are still rising, making further damage from global warming inevitable. At a speech in Georgetown University in June, Mr. Obama outlined executive actions he would take to require government and private industry to prepare for the effects of climate change. The question is not whether we need to act, Mr. Obama said at the time. The question is whether we will have the courage to act before it's too late. Well, if he would like to cut the greenhouse emissions of the United States by 17%, I do believe the last time I looked at any information, the U.S. military used 20 times as much fuel as the entire country of Ireland. And there was a whole list of facts, and I don't have them in front of me, of how much fuel consumption the U.S. military uses, but now that won't be where the restrictions lay. They want to put a smart meter in your house. They want to charge you carbon taxes. They want to make you pay for your carbon footprint and implement another tax burden on the peasantry of the United States. It's not about saving fuel. If it was, wouldn't one of the things we could do is get our local county agencies to quit buying some of the largest gas-guzzling vehicles that money can buy for your sheriff's departments and your police departments? I mean, yes, definitely they need some four-wheel drives and some big vehicles, but do they all have to be that way? Iredell County Sheriff's Department, I believe, goes to their local Chevrolet dealership and is like, what is the least fuel-efficient General Motors product on the lot? It's that Suburban over there? Okay, well, that'll do fine. You know, those are ways that government could cut back if they wanted to. There would be nothing wrong with some of the vehicles in the county and the city and state vehicles being more fuel efficient, but that's not what it's about. It's always veiled that it's about a humanitarian reason. It's really about raising taxes on you. And that's what it will ultimately be. And what are we seeing here? We're seeing the president say, hey, Congress won't do what I want them to do. I will just rule by executive order. Exactly what he campaigned against. Of course, we know that these politicians are habitual liars. In fact, when they say that they won't rule by executive order, what they really mean is they will rule by executive order. When they say they're going to have the most transparency, they mean they're going to have the least transparency. Just like we played the clip a couple of weeks ago when he said that he was against raising the debt ceiling as a senator. Well, as the president, he is for unlimited debt, apparently. And we've got a great story we're going to be getting into about that here shortly. There's a lot of news to cover, but the climate change, the global warming, the story that won't go away, even though It's been exposed as a by far a manufactured event. And let's just say it's true. Let's just say, hey, global warming is happening. The Earth is getting hotter. Let me tell you why you shouldn't really worry about that too much. The reason for that is with our economic condition in what it is, an economic collapse is going to come far faster than climate change really affecting you or your children or your great-grandchildren. The economic collapse, if our current foreign policy continues, World War III is going to happen long before climate change affects you. So there's bigger fish to fry than to worry about that right now. We're coming up on a break. Hey, evangelical pastors, the Marriott CEO are united on immigration. Coming in from Bloomberg.com. Stay with me. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in a moment.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, I got two stories here. It's going to take just a little bit of time. And I got a couple of stories coming up in the coming hours about Monsanto and Pepsi are trying to stop the GMO labeling law in Washington State. Everyone needs to hear that one. And also, Poland asked European court to hide CIA secret torture prison case from the public. You're not going to get this information very many places for sure. Definitely stay tuned for those. But this story right here coming in from Bloomberg this week. Evangelical pastors, corporate leaders, elected Republican officials, and small government activists arrive in Washington next week to lobby lawmakers to revamp U.S. immigration policies before year's end. So we need to revamp them. The laws that own the books that they don't enforce are not correct, so we need to just give over and give everyone amnesty. Here comes the story. The conservative fly-in, they call it, will involve about 600 people and include personal meetings at least 80 Republican members of Congress, said Ali Norani, an organizer of the event and executive director of the National Immigration Forum. When was the last time you saw the conservative movement calling for something? Most of the time, stop this, Norani said. No Republican members really want to do this, but they're going to be hearing from constituents demanding they do it and do it by this year's end. The Republican-to-Republican appeal is the latest tactic of immigration lobby groups that want to jar loose a Senate plan that passed in June and has been foundering in the chamber. House Speaker John Boehner said he won't act on the Senate plan, with his caucus preferring instead to pass smaller bills. The Democrat-led Senate and Barack Obama have called for a comprehensive approach that includes a path to citizenship for an estimated, and yeah, this is an estimate, 11 million undocumented aliens. Most of the participants in the lobbying campaign aren't household names, yet they will be well known to the lawmakers they're meeting, Norani said. These are the people they'll be sitting across from in a few months to ask for their vote or even for financial support. So these are the big names. These are the big boys that's coming to town, he's trying to say. Terry Booth, a state representative from Norwalk, Ohio, who is flying in for the effort, wants to talk to Boehner. I'd like to tell him and anyone else from Ohio who will listen to think of immigration in terms of jobs, especially for our state's agricultural industry. He said, we'll be working the halls with an Ohio farm owner who lost crops because he couldn't find enough legal workers. They're actually going to frame this thing as there's too many jobs in America. We need employees. This is actually how they're framing it. Listen, this next story is coming in from the National Review. The Soros-funded, now Soros is a Jewish billionaire, Soros-funded National Immigration Forum organized today's fly-in of some 600 people to lobby House Republicans to pass the Schumer-Rubio amnesty bill, which Senator Rubio himself has now disavowed. It started with a two-hour teach-in in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce with the usual suspects saying the usual things. I couldn't stomach the whole thing, the article says, but there were some amusing bits. Al Cardenas, head of the American Conservative Union, said that we need immigration because our population is declining. Now, I know people listening to this are not stupid enough to believe that, but are our members of the House that dumb? Well, maybe. In fact, even with zero immigration, zero, our population would continue to increase for generations, beyond which projections are meaningless. Also, Tony Massif, lobbyist for California agribusiness, said that if we don't import more stoop labor from abroad, then we'll have to import more food, meaning our enemies would control our food supply, the scare tactics. If we don't import more immigrants to handle our food supply, well, then the American people are too sorry to attempt to do these jobs. They would prefer to starve, so we will have to import our food from abroad. That's what he's saying. Here he says, you know, because all that corn and wheat in the Midwest is being hand-harvested by Guatemalan peasants. Speakers were also pretending that amnesty and increased immigration were conservative initiatives by claiming that the environmentalists and labor unions are responsible for the opposition to the Schumer-Rubio bill, when obviously they're amongst the bill's chief backers. Anyway, that's all boilerplate and hardly worth commenting on, as much as it might irk me. Now, I'm reading this from the National Review. But I got to thinking about the groups hosting this thing, and I thought it would be interesting to match up their principals and supporters with Forbes 400 list. Turns out that Billionaires for Open Borders isn't just a catchy name, it's the reality. Joining Soros, number 19 on the Forbes 400 wealthiest persons, and backing today's lobbying efforts, are a broad collection of his fellow billionaires. One of the co-hosts was Partnerships for a New American Economy among the group's co-chairmen, Michael Bloomberg, number 10 on the Forbes 400, Steve Ballmer, number 21 on the Forbes 400, Rupert Murdoch, number 30 on the Forbes 400 list, and also the owner of Fox News for all you Fox News lovers, Douglas M. Baker Jr., number 161 on the Forbes 400 list, and Bill Marriott, number 296 on the Forbes 400 list. Another co-host was Mark Zuckerberg, billionaire Jewish owner of Facebook, number 20 on the list, and including among its supporters, Bill Gates, number 1 on the list, Eric Schmidt, number 49 on the list, Reid Hoffman, number 103 on the list, John Doerr, number 184 on the list, Stanley Druckenmiller, number 185 on the list, John Fisher, number 193 on the list, Barry Diller, 260 on the Forbes 400 list, Sean Parker, number 273 on the list, and I could keep going. Do you see what's happening here, middle-class America? The billionaires are behind the immigration proposals. They want more illegals in this country. Why? Why would they do that, you ask? It's because it keeps us divided. They are purposely destroying this country from within. The people calling for the so-called immigration, which we will call it non-reform, are billionaires that own the politicians and own the corporations, own the banks, and on the political landscape of America. That's why I can tell you right now, without doubt, it will pass. It don't matter if you fax your congressman. It don't matter if you call your senator. It don't matter if you stand in Washington and hold up a sign outside the Capitol building saying, please don't destroy our country. These tyrants, these criminals, these sellout traitors will continue to do it anyway, because they kneel and worship at the altar of the almighty dollar, and they have proven time and time and time and time again they could care less about middle class America and what is best for the future of you and your children. An open border policy granting amnesty to people that got here by breaking the law and then giving them the ability to marry and bring more and more. And it don't matter to me. It don't matter. It's not about race. It wouldn't matter to me if we were talking about the French. Well, that might matter a little bit. But it wouldn't matter to me if we were talking about whatever race. It's not about it being Mexican. It's about the destruction of the country. It's about it not being good for the future. Listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I was talking about fuel consumption in the first segment, and I'd gotten one of the facts wrong. I was trying to do it by memory. I looked it up. This is a Reuters report. U.S. military fuel consumption dwarfs energy demand in many countries around the world, adding up to nearly double the fuel used by Ireland and 20 times more fuel than used by Iceland. I think I had said Ireland. But anyway, that would be a great starting point, Mr. Obama, to curtail the carbon footprint of America. But just to finish up a little bit on the those backing the immigration reform, the article goes on and lists many, many more. And then at the bottom it says, That's not to mention a whole list of mere multimillionaires and even billionaires who wouldn't make the cut for the Forbes top 400. I'd rather be governed by the first 400 names in the Boston directory than the Forbes 400 list. But that's who we're governed by. You know, that's when they say they run the show, that's who they are. It's, this government is run by money. It's a plutocracy. It's not a democracy. And we shouldn't be a democracy to start with. With all that said, excuse me, I'm getting over a little bit of a cold, but this is in from UPI this week. U.S. food stamps cuts taking effect Friday, that was yesterday, are one of two stimulus safety net programs ending, an economist said. The other is extended unemployment benefits. Now, in the wake of Barack Obama signing executive orders to spend untold billions fighting climate change, food stamp cuts are coming. The so-called food stamp cliff, affecting 48 million Americans, or one in seven Americans, may be more of a sidewalk curb, according to J.P. Morgan Chase, chief economist. The bigger cliff, which I'm surprised people aren't talking about, is emergency unemployment benefits that are ending January 1st, he said. Isn't that interesting? The Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, financed by the federal government for states that met certain unemployment and state benefit thresholds, which was all part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, commonly referred to as the Recovery Act, or stimulus. It was a temporary increase in the maximum amount of food stamp benefits people could get monthly as part of Washington's response to the Great Recession, which they caused, and no banker has went to jail, but millions upon millions of Americans have suffered through this, and still are, and will continue. The EUC program extended unemployment benefits to jobless workers beyond the normal maximum of 26 weeks, up to 99 weeks, at first, and later, 73 weeks. The maximum returns now to 26 weeks as of January 1st. Oh, lo and behold, I guess the recession is over. Well, they told us the recession was over a couple of years ago. Remember, we'd been in recession 2 years before they ever admitted we were there. The recession is still ongoing, but you, middle-class American, you, American in the poverty level, the government cutbacks are coming. It's not going to save anything off the deficit. They're going to still squander the money. It's just, it's not going to be there to help middle-class America. Friday's change in the food stamp program, officially known as the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, cuts monthly benefits now by 13.6%, or more precisely, it ends the 13.6% increase in SNAP benefits from the Stimulus Act. Benefits to a family of four receiving the maximum amount dropped Friday to $632 from $668. The cuts have recipients with an estimated average of $1.40 to spend on each meal, the department says. The number of people on food stamps jumped to nearly 48 million in July and about 26 million in 2007 before the recession started. The food stamps cuts, which are projected to reduce federal spending by $5 billion, in the current fiscal year, and $6 billion in the next 2 years. Remember, we go $3 billion a day in the hole, and that's a conservative estimate. So when they're talking about going to save $5 billion in a year, that's nothing. That's practically not even worth printing these days. But, of course, politicians will grandstand and talk about, you know, I've saved $5 billion off of the food stamp program. House and Senate negotiators are considering, as they work out a farm bill, food stamps are part of the farm bill. The Republican-controlled House version of the farm bill proposes cutting $39 billion from food stamps over 10 years. The Democrat-controlled Senate proposes cutting $4 billion over the same period. So the Democrats want to cut $4 billion over 10 years, and the Republicans want to cut $3.9 billion per year. Food stamps are expected to cost taxpayers $76.4 billion this fiscal year. I'm going to tell you, and when we go to the phones, I'd like to get your opinion. I'm planning on the last hour taking phone calls as usual. You know, I used to opposed this type of government subsidies. I used to think they should cut that. People should get jobs. Taxpayers shouldn't fund so much supplemental food for Americans. You know, it creates a cycle that teaches people not to work. I used to feel that way, but now I don't feel that way anymore. And the reason for it is this government's going to blow the money anyway. No matter how much we give them, if they taxed us 100% of everything we've got, they'll still blow it. They'll give it away in foreign aid. They'll spend $10 million to build one more tank. It don't matter. I just as soon see them give it to the American people, because the Republicans and the Democrats have ruined the economy. There's no manufacturing. You cannot seem to get a job. So people need the food stamps, unfortunately. So instead of giving it to Israel or Egypt or squandering it or losing it, like remember Donald Rumsfeld when he said that, what was it, $2.1 trillion had disappeared, and we've covered it here on this broadcast about, you know, where they had bales of money in aircrafts over in Afghanistan that's disappeared, or they admitted to paying off bribes to foreign national leaders. They'll blow it anyway, so why not give it to the American people, who now, because of the dysfunctional government, because of the corrupt government, actually need it. Now, since they've gutted the economy and destroyed the manufacturing in this country, Americans need it. But mark my words, the words austerity is going to become more and more common, and these politicians, especially them lifers that's been up there, that's took part in the complete destruction of the American way of life, those that are wholeheartedly in the pocket of the bankers and the corporations, are going to be saying, we've got to have cutbacks. The people want us to rein in spending, so we're going to cut food stamps, and we're going to cut everything that's assisting the American people that we have purposely put into poverty by our policies. This is what we're going to cut. But now we're going to increase the budget to Halliburton and Raytheon. It is just unbelievable. And I'm telling you, people, the best thing you can do is prepare, because these criminals that are in power are going to run the ship directly into the rocks. They won't have it any other way. It don't matter who you vote in out of that bunch. They're trying to, I seen on Drudge Report this week, and, you know, I think I'm going to have to start carrying around like a barf bag and I can just pull out, you know, in case something just turns my stomach immediately. They were actually discussing, and I know it's a long way off, but they were discussing a Hillary versus McCain in 2016. My God. Surely we're not going to drudge them two back up again. Can we? Does it never end? Do they just live on forever? Some of the worst sellout traitors in the history of the country? Can we not find anyone? But I'm telling you, once they pass this amnesty, and it'll be, once the numbers actually come out, it'll be 30 million or more illegals registered to vote, getting Social Security, Medicare, and all the rest of the benefits. And then they'll marry and bring on more. It's not going to matter. The conservative people in America, those that want small government, that want pro-constitution, want to keep our nose out of everybody else's business, wants to quit policing the world, wants to quit starting wars to save the peace, we're not going to be able to elect, you know, our county dog catcher. We're going to be such the minority. I said it in the last election. It was the last election where we would have a chance, which turned out to not be a lot of a chance, but to affect any change with votes. Sadly, that has reached its end. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. When we come back, veterans receiving letters prohibiting them from possessing and purchasing guns. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, the website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. I want to say a special thanks to my lead researcher, Terry, scouring the globe for the news and information. And, you know, when we talk about this news, and it just continues to get worse every week, if you're looking into the real news, you have to look to RT Today, Press TV. You have to practically disregard America's mainstream media, unless it's alternative media like republicbroadcasting.org. What a great job they do. But, you know, I talk to a good friend of mine often, and since we know it's going to pop, since we know it's unsustainable, I am of the mindset, bring it on. I'm ready today. Today is as good a day as any, because these criminals and tyrants are not going to let it go in any other way. Washington is completely broken. They do not represent the will of we the people. They've proven that time and time and time and time again. All you'd have to do is just stand outside your nearest mall or wherever. And if you polled the first 100 intelligent people, I'm not saying just poll everybody coming out, but if you took a poll of the first 100 intelligent people, now you might have to poll 1,000 people. I don't know. 1,500, depending on where you're at. But those people that have some intelligence know that having a borderless country is not good for their children's future and for the economy. But the those in Washington, D.C. will prove, the Republican Party will cave. They will prove once again that they could not care less about the will of we the people. Now, I've got an article here that was sent to me. RedFlagNews.com carried the story. It's written by a constitutional attorney, Michael Connolly, and I think that everyone better take notice. And this has been reported in some areas, but this guy's really doing a great job explaining it. How would you feel if you received a letter from the U.S. government informing you that because of a physical or mental condition that the government says you have, it is proposing to rule that you are incompetent to handle your own financial affairs? And, you know, I think we could apply that to the federal government, couldn't we? Maybe we should all send letters to the federal government of the United States, our congressmen, our senators, our president, the Supreme Court, too, that we don't think they have the physical or mental capacity and that they're incompetent to handle our financial affairs, obviously. So let me continue with the letter. Suppose that that letter also stated that the government is going to appoint a stranger to handle your affairs for you at your expense. That would certainly be scary enough, but it gets worse. What if the letter also stated a determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition if you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions? You may be fined, imprisoned, or both pursuant to the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act. That makes it sound like something right out of a documentary on tyrannical dictatorship somewhere in the world. Yet, as I write this, I have a copy of such a letter right in front of me. It is being sent by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to hundreds, perhaps even thousands of Americans' heroes. In my capacity as the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, the USJF, I have been contacted by veterans, and the stories are appalling. The letters provide no specifics on the reason for the proposed findings of incompetency, just that it is based on a determination by someone in the VA. In every state in the United States, no one can be declared incompetent to administer their own affairs without due process of law, and that usually requires a judicial hearing with evidence being offered to prove to a judge that the person is indeed incompetent. This is a requirement of the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution that states that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Excuse me. Obviously, the Department of Veterans Affairs can't be bothered by such impediments as the Constitution, particularly since they are clearly pushing to fulfill one of Obama's main goals, the disarming of the American people. Janet Napolitano had already warned law enforcement that some of the most dangerous amongst us are Americans' veterans. And now, according to this letter from the VA, they can prohibit from buying or even possessing a firearm because of a physical disability. Now, are you listening to this? Think about it. The men and women who have laid their lives on the line to defend us and our Constitution are now having their own constitutional rights denied. There are no clear criteria from the VA to declare a veteran incompetent. It can be loss of a limb in combat, a head injury, a diagnosis of PTSD, or even a soldier just telling someone at the VA that he or she is depressed. In none of the situations has the person been found to be a danger to themselves or others. If that was the case, then all of the Americans who have suffered from PTSD following the loss of a loved one or being in a car accident would also be disqualified from owning firearms. It would also mean that everyone who has ever been depressed for any reason should be disarmed. In fact, many of the veterans being deprived of their rights have no idea why this is happening. The answer seems to be it is simply because they are veterans. As the USJF, we intend to find the truth by filing a Freedom of Information Act request to the Department of Veterans Affairs to force them to disclose the criteria they are using to place veterans on the background checklist that keep them from exercising their Second Amendment rights. Then we will take whatever legal steps are necessary to protect our American veterans. It is another incremental move by the federal government to disarm Americans. And once this government-run health care is completely initiated, and it will be, they can move slowly or fastly, however they so choose, that when Mr. Mike goes to get his physical, they label him depressed or maybe an activist or maybe someone that they feel like might take action against the government, or he shows signs in his character by some evaluation that he should be deprived of his firearms, and now he can't buy a gun, and the local sheriff's department needs to come and check and see how many guns he has and take them away. This is all a move to eliminate the Second Amendment. We're just seeing it done in various ways. Take the veterans' guns first. Keep passing more and more gun restrictions. Make it harder to get ammunition. Just continue tightening the grip of disarming the American people. And this is just another way. The biggest fear of these people that are running our country into the ground is a mass awakening by the American people that have had it, that are tired of no one to vote for except sellout Trader A or sellout Trader B. They're tired of watching the debt skyrocket while the bank sends you a letter saying you owe more on your house than it's worth, while your employer is telling you we're cutting you from 55 hours a week to 29. No health care benefits that you can afford. People are going to have to get tired of all this. And I'm here to tell you, we have seen in the last, and you can put your own number on it, 10 years, 20 years, I'll just say 10 to 15 years, a rapid reduction in the quality of life for middle class America. Your wages aren't going up, but the price of everything is going up. And your opportunities are going down as far as job placement. It is really difficult. You know, last week I was telling here locally and how many people showed up. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. When we get back next hour, we're going to continue with the news. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.